really concrete stuff going on that I'd like to point out about 2012. First of all, I don't know if you're aware of this, George, but the crop circle phenomenon goes all the way back to 815 AD.
Yes.
Okay, you do know that.
Thanks to Linda Moulton
Howe. Right, right. Okay, good. So what we know is, for those who don't know the story, I'll just cover it very briefly.
Okay.
The Archbishop of Lyon in France issued an edict for the people called Against the Foolish Opinion of the Masses about Hail and Thunder. And this basically said that the pagan people of the time believed in what they called cloud ships from Magonia, and that they were flattening crops into circles, and it was believed that these crop circles were being formed so that the ETs would protect them against bad weather. Well, we have had, there's an ongoing chain of documentation to support crop circles showing up all throughout history, and I go into this in my presentations, including the one I'm going to be giving the Conscious Life Expo coming up here on the weekend of February 14th, and you're going to be there too, so I'm very excited about that.
Sure thing.
So this is one of the things I'm going to be talking about, and the reason why I'm bringing this up, George, is, as I'm sure you've probably heard before, a very, very phenomenal event has happened, because we've been seeing some beautiful, gorgeous, amazing crop circles over the years, but it was this past season that we got a formation that very precisely gave us the planetary alignment at the end of 2012. And it shows you all the planets, the inner planets, the outer planets. It is the alignment for that exact day when the Mayan calendar ends. And when you start to look at the evidence supporting the idea that the growth nodes on these crops are being bent but without breaking, and that the crops continue growing even when they've been put down, and that like large amounts of underground water seem to disappear as if there's a technology that's soaking up that water to stop the crops from catching on fire. Otherwise, they would burn up if it was some kind of microwave or something. We have a technology that we certainly don't have access to. The complexity of some of these formations is off the chart. Some of them have appeared in 15 minutes, like the one in front of Stonehenge, and I guess it was 96. It was like three windmills or something. So the point is here that crop circles are something that goes beyond this idea in your mind that, oh, well, this is just a guy on the radio talking about 2012. There's nothing that's really going to happen. Well, these are things that are showing up in the crops that you can measure, that you can go and look at. And they've been showing up since 815 AD, and there's a whole chain of history through the 1600s with Dr. Robert Plot, and then the mowing devil story and all this stuff I'm sure you've heard now. The point being that we are now seeing interplanetary climate change, which is the actual physical scientific proof that there is some sort of non-ordinary event taking place in the solar system. This is not your typical everyday year on Earth.